Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a shitty situation of any sort, a tough life?
Find a thing you like. Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about.
Like an activity.
Yes. For me, early on, it was drawing. It was illustrations. It was comic books. I wanted to be a comic book illustrator. And then it went from comic book drawing and illustrations to martial arts. So, but it was just another thing that I was very, very passionate about. That was my vehicle out of my dilemma. That was my vehicle out of my own anxiety and trauma and my own issues and insecurities. And find something. Find a thing that you genuinely enjoy, because getting good at things you genuinely enjoy is extremely beneficial for young people, because it lets you know that, like, everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser, at least a young person in the situation I was at. I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser. I just was someone who was, like, in a fucked up situation. But you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. And then all of a sudden people admired me. I was like, this is crazy. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful at this one thing that was very dangerous, that other people were scared of. And that gave me immense confidence and also a real understanding of the direct correlation between hard work and success. And also an understanding that you can't listen to people. Because even my parents didn't want me to do martial arts. They didn't want me to fight. They didn't want me to do stand-up. There's like, you have to understand who you are. And then in the face of other people's either criticism or, you know, lack of faith in your ability to succeed, you push through, and there's great benefit in that. And then you realize that you can kind of apply that to other things in life. You can apply that to critics. You can apply that to social media commentators. You can apply that to a lot of things. And I don't think people are happy if they don't have puzzles and complex tasks and things that are interesting to them, whether it's an art project or whether it's learning something completely new like stand-up comedy. Like, doing things that are difficult is, it's as much of a nourishment of the mind as food is a nourishment of the body. I think you need things that are puzzling to you, where you have to find your own human potential in the difficulty of the task and work your way through things. At least for me and in my life, that has been 100% constant. I am a very happy person, and I have never had a moment where I'm not doing difficult shit. Give yourself something, an arduous, difficult task where you're challenged mentally and challenged physically. One of the great things about being challenged physically is it's also mental. The people that don't understand that have never really been challenged physically. People that think that physical challenges are just like, just physical. It's just brute grunt work. It's not. It's emotional intelligence. It's understanding your desire to quit and, you know, conquering your inner bitch. All that stuff is mental. Playing out inside your head. And there's a mental strength that you acquire from that you can apply to intellectual pursuits. And the people that don't think that are the people that haven't attempted them. And there's an arrogance to people that only pursue intellectual exercises, only pursue intellectual things, and don't pursue anything physical. That the physical stuff is base, it's grunt work, it's primal, it's not necessary. I don't think that's accurate. For most people, I think you can really benefit from physical struggle, and you benefit from it in a mental way. And I think that is overlooked. That's unfortunately overlooked by academics and intellectuals. Find some difficult shit to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. A lot of, difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind, maybe even more so. Because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship. So creating your own bullshit, whether it's through some brutal kettlebell exercise or running up hills or something, is extremely valuable for you also, not just accepting the nuanced perspectives of other people, but also being able to navigate through this world with some sort of an understanding of just how complex it all is and how weird it all is. And not be overly thrown off by every little dip in the road and pothole that you encounter. That's the real message. The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs. We all felt like losers. But through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body. You build a stronger mind. You build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey, man, I'm not washing tables anymore. You know, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not cutting lawns. I'm not digging ditches.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a different person now, but I used to be.
And these desire not to be there, but not to stay in it. That's
the hardest part, right? Yeah. Is to get out of that rut. Uh-huh. When you ain't got shit and there's nothing going on, to have faith then is so difficult. To have faith when you're successful, it's like, yeah, listen, she's been successful for a while. Of course you got faith.
Yep.
Just keep doing what you're
that's
doing.
Easy.
It's like you already got up the hill. Now you're just coasting. You know, you're just rolling down the hill. Everything's great. The hard part is getting up that fucking hill, especially if you got a dad you're hiding from, especially if you feel like you're a loser. You never really had anything in your life that you could look back on and say, hey, I was really good at that. You know, and there's a lot of people out there listening to this. There's so many people that are in that starting point. Like the people that come up to you and say, what do I don't know what to do. What should I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I get going? You're going to have to figure it out, one foot in front of the other. You're going to have to find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it. That's one of the things that I like so much about martial arts. They let anybody in. And then from that, from learning how to do that, you get better. And then you realize, damn, I can get better at anything.
The desire to get better.
Damn, that's for everybody. Just find a thing.
Everything.
And if you find a thing, like particularly martial arts, because you get belts and ranks and then you can see how you're doing with opponents. But if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything with time and effort. Pick a thing.
Pick a thing.
Whatever
man.
The thing calls to you. Whatever calls to you.
The desire to change those circumstances, whatever they might be. As long as you have to have that desire, the will to change those circumstances.
Yeah.
That's your start right there. But if you have the will, the desire to change it, there's your starting point.